Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. This is episode 59, and today we are talking about how to eat healthy when basically your support system sucks. You don't have good support, they're not helping you out along this journey, so let's figure out what to do in that situation. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
So we're sitting here in our podcasting studio. Lauren, we're ready for this baby.
Yes, this is the beginning of January, although you guys aren't going to hear it until the end, but somehow I am still pregnant.
But we're excited because anytime we can get more podcasts in, it's a good thing. So we wanted to give these tips because we ourselves have been in the situation where, you know, for me living at home, trying to eat healthy and maybe the whole family's not necessarily on board, or I know Lauren and I both have been in the sorority where not everyone's on board with eating healthy or similar goals, and that situation kind of sucks.
Yeah, it might be that you just feel really kind of isolated if you're trying to eat healthy in a house of multiple people, or it might be that like your roommate or your spouse actually is anti this new healthy lifestyle that you're trying to start. So we have 6 tips for you today on what you can do to put yourself into a better position where you can focus on yourself, but also involve other people and do your very best with an unsupportive roommate spouse situation.
Tip number 1 is to establish what support means to you. So when you think of someone being supportive, what does this mean to you? For some people, that is, if I pick up a piece of chocolate, I want you to smack it out of my hands. I want you to almost be like tough love trainer, boot camp, sergeant type situation. For other people, they look at that as nagging. You know, so what does support look like to you? Define that in your own terms.
And I think you really have to hold yourself accountable. If you have a best friend or a spouse that you've asked, hey, smack the chocolate out of my hand when I have it, but then they go to do it and you're like, but I just want to have it this one time, or you get mad or you resist it, that's not fair to that person. So especially if they're not really wanting to be in that position in the first place with you. So if you're going to ask someone to help you get up in the morning or help you stay accountable to eating healthier, you have to be ready for that support. If you're not ready for that support, don't ask for it, because it's just really not fair to that person.
I think a good example of this, how you could ask that person, let's say, for example, whenever you have a bad day, your spouse or whoever it is brings you chocolate, or you go out to your favorite restaurant. So maybe saying, hey, from now on, when I have a bad day, I know it's really stressful at work right now, could you bring me flowers or get a manicure or something? Just don't relate it to food. That would be support.
Yes, I love that idea. That's such a good point, because if you tell them like, hey, I don't want to eat this chocolate, after you've gotten it from them, that might make them think, oh, well, now I can't do anything, and just kind of defeated, versus if you preemptively tell them like, this would be a really great instead of the chocolate, then they can still show their love for you in the way that they are used to. All right, tip number 2 is go for small changes in your house rather than big changes. So many diets and stuff, they tell you to like clear out the entire pantry, like throw everything out. Well, that's very loud and obnoxious, really, when you're living in a big house. So instead of doing that, make small changes. And obviously, we're all about small changes, Katie and I. So maybe once a week, you'll buy your spouse or your roommate Oreos. Just slowly back off so that those aren't in the house anymore, instead of doing a big clearing of everything. Just small changes like that so that they can kind of be on board without knowing it, and you can help your own situation out.
I think when we make it a big deal, it becomes a big deal for everyone else. If you, like you said, just small changes, it's less noticeable. And I think that also gets us away from that dieter's mentality. The diet mentality is all or nothing, right? I have to be all in. My pantry has to be 100% clean, or it has to be nothing. Like there's no in between. So remove that mentality. Just make these little changes over time, and it's going to be less painful for everyone in the house.
And if your support system has seen you go through these ups and downs of being super healthy and then not being healthy and then being super healthy, you can understand why it's frustrating for them. You know, you're going to throw everything out and you're going to be completely anti all these different foods or whatever. And then they're just going to see you go back to whatever it is you're doing before. And so it's like, who can support that? So I think that's a hard position to be in as a support person. So instead, focus on those small changes and they'll kind of be with you because they won't notice it.
I think this could be a helpful tip if, let's say, your unsupportive network is not necessarily who you live with, but let's say it's a group of friends and you're going out to eat. You know, if you go out to eat, don't make a big deal of, well, I'm not eating like this anymore. You know, just order whatever you're going to order. If people nag you about it, just brush it off. Tip number three, try at least one new recipe together each week. So make this some sort of event or almost like a challenge or maybe a date night, whether that's your spouse or a friend. You know, you guys find a recipe that you can collectively agree on. That's maybe it's not the healthiest, but maybe it's a healthier version of something that, you know, you've made in the past, or you go to that person and you say, hey, I thought about trying this recipe. What do you think? Oh, what don't you like about it? Let's find something in between.
And this could go for if the support person isn't living with you, if it's just your friend group, is maybe you go out for appetizers on every Wednesday night. Find a restaurant that has healthier options and say, hey, like, we should try this out. It's a new restaurant. So that you're kind of exploring new places together, but you're not necessarily like forcing them to be on this new path with you if they don't really want to.
Because anytime we're involved in the decision making, we're more likely to be on board with it. You get more buy-in from the other person. You know, they're not going to sit down and eat this butternut squash macaroni and cheese. They're going to be anti that. But, you know, if they already kind of agreed to it beforehand, oh, that doesn't sound so bad, they're much more likely to not just try it, but like it.
Going off of that, our fourth tip is all about if you're making the meals for really your family, I think is the best example for this. If you're making the meals in the house, then make the healthy meal that you want to make, the butternut squash dish with the chicken, the healthy chicken and whatever else with the veggies. Make that healthy meal. And if your spouse or your whoever you're living with is resistant to it, let them know that there's options. You know, maybe they're really used to having, you know, mashed potatoes or a baked potato, and instead you want to start making more veggies. Make both and allow them to choose so that you both can be satisfied. But most importantly, don't make them feel bad about the fact that they're not eating the broccoli or they're eating the chicken with sauce all over it that you aren't personally going to eat. Don't make them feel bad. And honestly, if you're living with someone, I think this is so important. You don't want to make your spouse or your roommate feel as if they're not eating healthy, then they're making a bad choice and they're a bad person. That's not fair to them. They're probably just not there yet like you are.
When you bring up health, I think that's so important and how individual that is, which leads us to tip number five. This one might take some time. You probably aren't going to talk about this right off the bat, but you'll know, you know, when the time is right in the right situation. Explain to this person, you know, why is health important to you? Why do you want to make these changes? Because when we talk to someone about their why, it's pretty hard to judge that and not be supportive if we know where it's coming from. You know, if you know there's a deeper reason to you choosing broccoli, like it's not just a superficial reason, they're much more likely to get on board.
And if you've been through this dieting yo-yo before and your support person isn't on board because they've seen you go back and forth, maybe explain to them why it's different this time. Like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to just go on another diet. I'm trying to be healthier, and explain to them why it's important to you this time versus in how it's been in the past. All right, tip six, our last tip, is to invite. Always be open and literally inviting people to join you, whether it's exercising or eating healthy, but don't be annoying. Don't have your healthy lifestyle be your personality, I guess. Before you were healthy, if there was a time before, you talked about other things. So you have other things in your life that you should be talking about, in my opinion. But always invite people to make healthy choices with you or to go to healthy restaurants. Don't feel as if, oh, none of my friends want to do this, so I'm just going to do it alone. I'm just going to go to these restaurants alone. Invite people. Invite people to like go on a walk with you and choose a healthier option and make it casual. If they're not down for it one time, ask them casually another time and maybe they'll feel differently.
So I've totally been this annoying person. When my sister got married, everyone was saying, oh, we need to exercise. Oh, we need to. And so what do? I go full out. I made everyone binders, bridal boot camp binders. Mind you, I'm one of 8 people in my family. Everyone got a binder with a personalized eating plan and workout guide. And like, I poured my heart and soul and guts into this. And of course, no one was ready. Like, you can't just push that on someone just because someone makes a comment. Does not necessarily mean they're ready. So I think that's so important. You know, just place it out there in a casual, neutral position. Hey, you want to go for a walk? Okay, we'll be back in a little bit. You know, if you just assume that they're not going to want to join you or they're not going to want to, you know, partake in these healthier options, then they're never going to. But you always have to be open.
The people closest to you, generally, when they want to make a healthy choice, they don't come to you. And I don't know what the real reason behind it is, and it's probably different for a lot of people, but it stinks, but I think it's just the way that it works. But maybe expect that or know that that could happen, that you could invite them, and then one day you find out that they've been working out for like 3 months, and you're like, oh, that's just like my favorite topic ever that we don't talk about, but that's fine.
Or like my brother, if you're listening, yeah, I'm calling you out. All of a sudden, I guess he's been doing like ketogenic diet and like just casually asks a question. And I'm like, or they try to like fight me on nutrition things. And I'm like, you're right. This is my new response to everything. I just say, you're right. I don't know anything, and move on.
Yeah, if someone's trying to fight me, that's a different story. I'm gonna fight back. Okay, so that was a quick 6 tips. Katie, before we say goodbye, what keeps you being healthy when you don't feel like you have a lot of support? What's the reason that you just keep on going?
For me, number one is how it makes me feel. I just know that I'm going to feel better and be better for it. But number two is that I always tell myself if I can impact just one person through my healthy choices, then it's worth it. So for me, a lot of times that's not necessarily people in my immediate surrounding from day to day, but I know on social media or in one of my classes, something that I'm doing is going to have a positive change. And for me, that's worth it. How about you?
Similar, definitely just the way that it makes me feel, but then also the idea that it's making me a better person, like it's making me more calm, it's making me less anxious or just a happier person. Like, that is really the idea of that, whether or not I can like prove it or track it or whatever. The idea of that is always really inspiring to me. So if I'm kind of in a rut or something, then getting like a really good sweat and getting that those endorphins pumping, I remember like, this is making me a better wife, a better mom, a better sister, and that will always be worth it to me.
Amen. Couldn't agree more. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. As always, be sure to hit that subscribe button to get our weekly updates as well as our Fit Friday episodes. And leave us a review. Let us know what you think. And find us on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Let us know what support looks like to you, or maybe some situations that you've been in and how you were better for it. Bye.
Bye.